Rishayim, when I got up, called in the name of the Yerushalmi. The Gemara, by Yosef Medeshev, the Yerushalmi has this vision. That what happens if a person wants to daven or wants to take the Yashma, and the Soya right in front of him. The Soya, let's say, more than down on the Soya. If the Soya is on the side or behind him, that's only forbidden. He said, "Drop at the Sefer Yeshua, he's still Dalamis, or even if it's Kurtan Dalamis, or he's still consent to this." That thing is not yet, it's just this. If it's Kurtan Dalamis, you're not allowed to. If it's Kurtan Dalamis, but if you can see it, then you're not allowed to dance. So that's a din Kimro Yen. So you show me how to shayla, what if the story is Lefanus Kimro Yen, it's on Saipan. So you can't see it. So it's Kurtan Dalamis, and it's not Kimro Yen, because it doesn't see it.
But if you had a light, you'll see
it. But if it would have been Saipan, you would have seen it. So the Shami says that they're not allowed. Shami says the Amoraim were walking together and they knew that there was a Machmah that was always there, their head, and it was night time and they couldn't see anyway. So the Shami says that it's awesome. So the, whoever was in Amid, let's say it's in the daytime, you close your eyes. So this is first Alban Amid, of course you're not allowed to. You're in the Machmah of the Soya, you're not allowed to.
Night. There's no light on.
Right.
But then in the middle of your battle, somebody puts on the light.
No, so the Shami says, even if it's night time and there's no light, no light. So I know that this story of a follow-up in my Enoch, but says, surely the Shami says, you're not allowed to say Brach, you're not allowed to down there, I'm going to take care of it. So this is, would have been the daytime, if the light would have been on, it would have been for my Enoch. So even at night time, even if you close your eyes in the daytime, it's also off. So based on that, you show me that the Rishonim have a Machlokes and a two Shikas and Shulchan Aruch, what's the din regarding Erevah? What if there's a woman in half undressed standing in front of me and I have to say a drop, I have to say Kriya Shema. So is it good enough if I close my eyes? So some Rishonim say, well, it should be the same as the Yerushalmi by Tzoya. So just like the Yerushalmi says you close your eyes, and a lot of it doesn't help because it's a mockery that by Yom you'll be able to see. He's also...
You can walk away there.
Because you're not walking away.
You
think
the
wrong
foot is sitting in front of him.
Yeah, so we're machmer. So in Shokhanach we're machmer because we assume that it doesn't help to close your eyes. But it's a machmer, it's a definition of machmer in the Rishonim. So what's the point of the machmer? What's the issue? So then last week we started the whole discussion, we never got to the end. So we learned there is the Gemara says that if there's Tzoya, first wants to say, a bracha wants to say Kriya Shema, and the Tzoya is on an elevation 10 tefachim higher and 10 tefachim lower. So the Gemara says 10 tefachim higher, 10 tefachim lower, it's mutter to say Kriya Shema. What's the inside of 10 tefachim? So the Rosh said, because of different issues. If it's 10 tefachim higher, 10 tefachim lower, and the Mokhim is Dalal al-Dalal tefachim, just like we said, there are in Kaddish, it's Dalal al-Dalal tefachim, and it's 10 tefachim taller, the Mokhim is Niyatnoi, so there's no Easter of having it back to the Sefer Torah, which I tell me, what's this from? I go, this is the end of the day, and I permit to have you back to the Sefer Torah. That's the Yisrael not Sefer. But if the Sefer is in a Rishut, the Niyatnoi, the Sefer is in a different room, it's Mutter. So again, even though the Kaddish is in the same room, and Kaddish per se is there, and Kaddish per se is considered a different room, because it's 10 tefachim tall, and Dalal Dalal tefachim, the floor is Dalal Dalal. But that's how the Rosh learns this Gemara, that it's 10 tefachim taller, 10 tefachim lower, the Torah is a different Rishus, and it's Mutter. The Rashba doesn't hold from this different Rishus. He says, what does it help? If you can see the Torah, then it's Asa. The Rashba had a whole Arichus, that the Gemara had one opinion says, if you're running through, if you're walking through the Mevul Tamatun office in the tree, so you committed there was a Machlokes Amoraim. If you have Mevul Tamatun office, it means that there's Soya, a Meirah of Lime in the middle of the street, and you're walking through, so there was a Machlokes Amoraim when you committed to recite Krishna. If you started before, I don't know, start saying Krishna in the Mevul Tamatun office. If you started before you went to the Mevul Tamatun office, and you committed to continue saying Krishna. So there were opinions in the Gemara that it's Mutter, we pass the other side. If you have Mutter, the Gemara says, L'chumre, that you should cover over your mouth. And if you have the Al-Pi, cover your mouth, and really Al-Pi, it doesn't really make anything better, but it looks a little better. And we pass from that the whole thing is off. So why was there a sheet, a Shiva Maran, now that it's Mutter, to say Kriya Shema, and the Gemara comes to us, if you have your Mahalach, come and Mahalach, come and Yoimit. So the Rashba explained, the Rashba in the exile, and Chatei Mavet explained this Gemara. So he said, because the only time it's Tzotzer, the Gemara thought in Avramin is that the only time it's Tzotzer to daven in the Mokum of Tzoya is if you're in the same Mokum. The Gemara says by the Mitzorah, the Chutzah Machan and Moshavoy, the Mokum of Moshav of HaMitzorah is in Tami Zoyla. So the Gemara thought to make a Tzushkot, these Amorim made a Tzushkot, that the makam yotzi lecha lazinecha. What does it say? The yotzi lecha mechutz l'makam. Yotzi lecha means a makam bifnei atzmo. The makam has soya. The makam eraglan you're not allowed to daven. So what's the makam? Within Dalai Lama is the makam, or within Dalai Lama is the same makam. But the Dalai Lama is a different makam. So what if it's, even if it's within Dalai Lama, but I'm walking. I'm not, if I'm standing still and the Tzoya is standing still, then I'm going to take the same walking. But if either I'm walking and the Tzoya is moving, someone's walking with Tzoya, so then we're sheikus in the Gemara that that's mutter. That was the first opinion. That was here on Chavdalam base, the Tzoya is standing still and I'm walking. On Chavdalam base, we didn't get to the Gemara yet. The Gemara has, I'm standing still and someone's walking with the truck of Tzoya. So there was a sheikha in each case that it's mutter, right? So the Dad Mandana Shua says the only issue you have is, you shouldn't be in the same mode. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not so. That if you're walking in the street, even though you're walking, but you see the Tzoya Tominish, so the Rajbi said, oh, the Maskarasa Gemara is that there are two demons. There's one being Mishas HaMachan, then it's the Tzoya itself, Alaram, then there's another being if you see the Tzoya. Even though the Dina of Ri'i only says Lagabi Erevor, on the next up in Monday. Erevah depends on the Erevah Shoshit is also because the Pasuk Shloshim is the Yerbuch Erevah Dovah. Nonetheless, the Chachamim understood in the Maskana of Gemara that that Din of Ri applies not only to Erevah, but applies also to Tzoya. The Tzoya is also Din of Ri. So that's how the Raja understands the Din, even if the Tzoya is cooked with Dalaram, so I can see it. Because it is the Ri. And even if the Tzoya is moving, even if I'm moving, even if we're both moving, it's not the same Maka, and still there's a Din of Ri. So
right,
we'll get to that. Then it's considered as if the Tzoya is here. Wherever the Re'ah is, considered as if the Tzoya is also here. Right. So let's say there's no Re'ah, just the Tzoya only. So the Rajbo claims, Manaskana, that there are two Dinim. There's one Din you're not permitted to recite the Bracha Tzila in the Makam of the Mishas Makam. Tzoyach Talam is the same Makam. Or even if Chutz Talam is, but it's Tzoyach Me'ah Amo, and I see it, so that's the din of Yerbakor, even though the Riyah, Lash, and Riyah only says by Yerbakor, but he says it applies equally to Tzoya. So when the Gemara says there's the Tzoya is 10 Tzoya and Tzoya, 10 Tzoya and Tzoya, then it's Mutter, what's the Heter? So he says, if I see it, what good is it that it's in a different walking? So he says, no, Achma Ashkinan, by being 10 Tzoya higher, 10 Tzoya and lower, it's impossible for me to see. It's not really that it's a different issue. It's not like the Rosh. He says, it's in such a way, if I was close, I can't see it. And a Hanami is love that. The Ruach of the Milch is that it's a 10 Tzachma. And a Hanami, that's how the Rajbo learns it. Right. So he learned that the 10th Tzachma is ignored. Usually, if it's 10 Tzachma higher or lower, you won't be able to see. But if you can see it, then even though it's Mamish in a different issue, it's in a different room. But I can see through the door, I see the Tzoya, then you're not permitted to dabble. And the Rosh disagrees with that Rajbo. And the Rosh insists that it's not correct. And he says that just like the Gemara Nahavamina held, that if I'm walking through the street, or if the Tzoya, I'm sitting still and the Tzoya is moving, someone's moving with the Tzoya. So the Gemara thought you can't call it annihilation of Yishas HaMachaneh HaKadosh because we're not both stationary in the same issue. So that was the Avamina. Kamash Bulan, the Maskana, we passed him both by the person moving or by the Tzoya moving, the Chumah that you're not allowed to write that it is in the same issue. It's not like by the Tzoya. By the Tzoya is like Zeret HaKadosh. The Chumah HaMachaneh HaShov, it all depends whether the Tzoya is stationary or moving. That's a special Zeret HaKadosh. Here where it says, whenever I am Tzoyach Talar Amis, as the Tzoyah, even though I'm moving and the Tzoyah is moving, we're both moving, it is Tzoyach Talar Amis, technicians. It's a violation of Tzoyach Rishut. But he says, the Rosh Hashanah, there is no Din of Riyah by Tzoyah at all. There is no Din. The Gemara made a contrast. The Gemara said, there's a Din of Riyah, the Riyah Tali Rahmanah, that's only by Yerba, not by Tzoyah. Aye, but the Gemara says, Afilu Chut Lameo Amos, if it's Lufanah, and you can see it. So the Rosh holds, no, that's a Shiur Makon. That's still considered within my Makon. So that was Machlek that we had last week between the Rosh and the Rajbo. The Rosh holds that there's only one Din in Tzoya, in Meirah Blan. The only Din is, Lushas HaMakon, if it's Perch HaMakon, in the same Makon, and if it's Lefonov, then I have a different way of measuring the Makon. If it's Kim Lo Yenov, Lefonov, then it's still considered the same Makon. And if it's on the side or in the back, Then if it's Chutz Adaram, it's a different Rosh. And the Rashba held, no, that there are two distinct dinas. There's one din of Hesech HaMokim, it's a violation of Yishma HaMokim, there's another din of Reed. Now, how do you read this Yerushalmi said, what's with this Yerushalmi? The Amorim were walking at night, there were no lights at all, they couldn't see. But we know for sure that they were story of the Snehem, Chutz Adaram, and Sech Meyam. If it would have been daytime, they would have seen it, but it wasn't daytime, it was nighttime. So the Yerushalmi says, Lachumer, that you're not allowed to say Kriyashma there. So according to the Rosh, it's simple. Because it's still the same operating. Since even if the person is blind, or even if it's Balayla and it's dark, or even if it's Bayom and he closes his eyes, it's all three cases are the same. Blind and Balayla and closing your eyes Bayom is all the same thing. If a person would be able to see Bayom, Lefanov, Ad Meya, if you're Rochik, then Meyam, Lefanov, Kimayenov, so that's Kovea, that it's the same Rochik. The same Rochik, what good is it going to do if it's going to close his eyes? The story is on the same Rochik, so of course it's not good. But that's only a Chumra by Solo. But by Erebo. If you might say, Erebo Beria, tell your Rahmana. So I said, Balayla, if the person is blind or it's Bayom and he closes his eyes, it's a book. According to the Rosh, that Yerushalmi should only apply to May, possibly only apply to Tzoya, and it doesn't necessarily apply to Erebo. If Yerushalmi says by Tzoya, that's a small Chiddush. You want to say a Chiddush by Erebo, you've got to have someone say that to Tzoya, it doesn't say it in Yerushalmi. But according to the Rosh book, according to the Rosh book, that by Tzoya, look at their two dinners. That if it says Tzoya's Dalar Amis, then it's a problem of Yerushalmi's Amrof. If it's Chutz's Dalar Amis, but it's Kimloyenov, then the Rosh book holds it, it's not a din of Osta Mokham. It's a different Mokham. It's not a violation of Yerushalmi's Mokham, but it's a violation of Riyah. And still Balayla, you absolutely can't see it at all. Still the Yerushalmi says Lachumre. And where did this whole thing come from by Tzoya? That if you can see it, even Chutz, any different Mokham. He got it from Erva. The Rashi says, even though the Pasuk only says that Erva depends on Riyah, but the Chachamim understood that the way you have to read the Pasuk is that the din of Riyah applies equally to Tzoya and Erva. The ones who say that the problem of Riyah applies even Balayla when you can't see it, and that din of Riyah by Tzoya came from Erva. Is that what you're saying by Yerba is also the same thing? So that's the marker for the Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Whether it's Erba Lefanov and closes his eyes, whether it's good or not. So we pass in the Chumah. So he's like, you're not committed. Unless you have a Dovah Matzvik in time. A Dovah Matzvik can't be your own body. You have to have, something else. You have to have something else.
Okay. The window. Under the glass.
That's a shaila. What if you have what if there's a glass window? What if there's a glass window and then someone is walking in the street undressed? So that's the Gemara. Everybody shows this is no good. So what if the person closes his eyes? If the person turns his back, he's a halakha. And let's say Mizrach is this way. He's looking out the window and this way is Mizrach. And someone walks by in the street and I'm in the middle of Shmoneh and I can't walk away. And someone walks by and they're not dressed properly. If the window is open, the Paitachnish. So closing your eyes be possible is not good enough. The shayla is, what if you have this glass pane of the window, so it's mechuseh, but it's still real.
Yeah.
And then I close my eyes, maybe that should be good. So that's what Avdeneza has a tshuva. To make the whole chesed, that should be good. Questionable. That's so dark that he simply can't see through it. It's okay. From the Amos. We're going to get the more going to discuss. Right. We'll learn any more. We'll have to go to the front of the
site.
Isn't there a problem with people who always have to say that to the show?
That's what the Avinezer problem. If Erebus Bashash is, and he's Otamenov, then he says the Manashok is good. The question, why is it such a Manashok? Not so far. Going to ask you, she's still being here. Bashoshis means a glass separation. The Gemara says if you have ever Bashoshis, it's not good enough. But he says if you close your eyes, then it's good in Ramshach. Why didn't Ramshach to make the Cheshvin? Questionable Cheshvin. Shveres or Shveres.
Okay.
We're on the bottom of Kof Dalar Reis. On the second line from the bottom. Omer Abuna. Abuna has it in that a person has to get dressed, the Dabba Shmona Etrei, more so than to recite Kriya Shmona. To recite Kriya Shmona, the din is you're not permitted to say Kriya Shmona to say, to learn the great Torah, if his erba is Meguba. As long as he's wearing underwear, as long as he's wearing underpants, and his erba is Mechusa, is good enough. Oysa Talitha Chador Elo Al Masnav, if he's wearing a beged on his thighs, in such a way, Rashi says, Lechatoso, to cover over that part of the body, Masnav Olamato, from the thigh and lower, even though his legs are exposed, even though his chest is exposed, everything is exposed, but still, the Gemara says, look, the liquid is and we have a bracha that says, whatever the material is made of, as long as he's wearing clothes, and the clothing covers up the air, because all our Muslim is wearing the talus, which is covering his thigh and the whole air, but look, the liquid is creation. Avol, the tefillah, in order to damage my nephew, that's not sufficient. Not shechat asleep, but you have to have more than that. So Rashi says, why? Tarchu beharas asat v'kayim l'chnei ha-melech. When you say kriyashma, you're not medaka l'chnei ha-melech. Rashi says, but when you say kriyashma, when you say shmona esrei, you want to speak to the Rabban Shom. So you're not permitted, that's not a position of v'ayim l'chnei ha-melech. Lichatchila, the Gemara has in Shabbos, Ikon, the Gemara says, so you have to be fully dressed, formally dressed. You have to put on all the malbushim. The Gemara says you have to wear a garb also. So it says, Mana Gemara, the Persians used to dress like that with a whole get up. And they used to wear a big garb in the middle. No, they're separating. That's our shayla that Persians has on the top of Chafemid. If the person is wearing a loose robe and he doesn't have tight underwear underneath, so there's a problem of leaving the erba is mechusa, so someone else has a lot of davin and say, brother is facing me because my erba is all covered up. And Shad is my permitted to davin, because there's a problem of leaving right there. So that was a machlokes satanai, is that a problem or not? So in 2 days in Tosafot say, you should paskin, and in Shulchan Aruch, yes, we'll mach most of the Rishonim hold the chumra based on this matter, there is a din of leaving right there. And then in Shulchan Aruch says that leaving right there was only a problem for tefillah. But did they pay it? Did they pay the thing to the Shnaratam? Only for two. Only for droppings of the feet. But our Gemara talks about the need for a garakul from a different angle. That is, to remove the problem of liberated erva. But the Gemara Shabbos talks, let's say he has tight underwear on. There's no problem of liberated erva. The erva is mechusa, and it's not liberated erva. But there's another thing, you have to be dressed, formally dressed, the same way you were dressed up. It's a king, so it's Mana Gemara, formally dressed face, the whole get up with the gargle in the middle. That's what Rabbi Schwab from Washington Heights used to say years ago, that the Mana Zeh, the gargle, is retired. Formally dressed, that's what today people go to visit President Bush, you wear a gargle. You wear a suit and you wear a tie. That's called formally dressed. That's when you go to a wedding. You get dressed formally. Years ago. Okay, it all depends if you're going to have a whatever the minute I'm walking in, it says, I'll take the formally dressed. Yeah. Years ago, formally dressed, I used to wear a hat also. Years ago, when they had all the old pictures of Stalin and all the others, it would always be with a jacket and a hat and a tie. Everything. And now, in more recent years, because they don't know one wears a hat. But they all wear a tie. Unless President Bush is playing golf or swimming, he's not wearing a shirt, the safe is not wearing a tie. But whenever he's formally dressed, the formally dressed safe with a jacket and a tie. So the Gemara says there on Shabbos, he can make himself, okay, so he has to dress up properly with a garter, means a whole fish, not some agarthi. A garter in our Gemara is for the problem of liberal terror, there the Gemara is a different thing of a garter. Our Gemara is talking about a situation, let's say, he just doesn't have any other malbushes. Let's say that the Arabs locked him up in a dungeon and he has nothing. He just has underwear. He just has underwear on. So to say Kriya Shema, he's permitted to them. Say Shema Nesha, he's not allowed to. I have underwear. Not allowed to. So he doesn't say Shema Nesha. But let's say he has a shirt, he has an undershirt and he has underpants. So then he's allowed to. But he doesn't have a tie. He doesn't have a jacket, he doesn't have a shirt. Doesn't he just has an undershirt and underpants. So you can't do it. He 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 can't do it. But this is not okay. Basically, yeah, because we wear tight underwear, we wear belts on, so we have the liberalized item taken care of. So the guy from that Tuxedo wear is based on the Gemara and Shabbos that you want to be fully dressed. That's what Rabbi Schwab used to say years ago, but that's a little bit humorous. In our society, nobody wears our garments to be fully dressed. We wear a tie to be fully dressed. You wear a jacket, you do other things. Yeah, but they explain why. Become this Gemara, become that Gemara. You have to make sure that you don't have liberalized Arab crop, which most of us don't have. Either because of the belt or because of the underwear the way we wear. And then you have to wear a garment when you come. You got a Gemara Shabbos, which by God, that this really doesn't apply to one of them. Fully dressed today doesn't require that you should wear a garment. Fully dressed that it requires a jacket, a tie, other things, but not a garment. If that's not proper? Oh, yeah. If you want to wear a hat to be fully dressed, how do the dungarees fit in?
T-shirts.
Right, everything that doesn't fit in? The Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis that the Bris Gerot pointed out Shah based on this Gemara. It says, but after Adam and Eve sinned at the Eighth Adam, so he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayishmu es kol Hashem Elokim mekalech v'agam l'roach hayom ha'yitzkadeho Adam Yishmu mekhnei Hashem Elokim b'sarech Eitagon. What do you mean? They realized that they did an Avera, so they went to hide. The Rebbeinu Shalom shouldn't catch them. They say, my children, then what do you do when they get noise, when they smash the chandelier, then they all start hiding under the bed, they're afraid they're going to get tested right there. And I come and I find them. So what's over here? They were hiding from the Rebbeinu Shalom because they're afraid they're going to get tested. So the first thing the Rebbeinu Shalom should say is, what do you think he's going to hide from me? He doesn't get angry. He doesn't, Rebbeinu Shalom does that. But he crashed him, he came ahead of Yom Alo Ayeka. So Yom Alo, they call for Shamati Bagon, but here I got scared. So the Baruch Hashem should say, you're hiding from me? I'm going to give it to you over the head. He doesn't get angry about that. He says, why doesn't he get angry? Why do I hide? So the Bris Gerot said, Taichan is Gemara. No, this is halacha over here. They heard, Vayishmu u es kol Hashem Elokim etzalach b'gan l'rochim. They heard the Shekhinah coming. They heard the Shekhinah coming, and they realized that they were naked. When they realized that they were naked, so when they heard the Shekhinah, so they're going to be in the presence of the Shekhinah. So, I'm a man, Malach. You're not naked. You have to be dressed. You didn't have any clothes. So the din required by Yitzchadeh. He did according to the din. You have to be by Yitzchadeh. So the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't credit punishment for doing what he was mukhid to do after din. But the Rebbeinu Shalom said, where did he get that idea from? Before Yitzchadeh, there was no such din of Aaron. You must have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. That's why I'm going to punish you, because you ate from the Eitz Hadas. If you wouldn't have eaten, you wouldn't have had the Batei Kachmi, you wouldn't have had the whole Mitzvah, you wouldn't have had the whole Atzog of Kiyum Ruminah. And the Bishkot says, said, Chachom, you should quote this Gemara from Brachos Afkafei, to explain that he thinks that that's the Pshat, not that they were hiding to hide from Shinah and he's not going to find them, they knew that Shinah was going to find them. They were hiding by Yitzchak because the din requires like that. But the Rebbe Shalom got angry before the Chet, they wouldn't have had a Hasog of Erva, and there wouldn't have been such a requirement.
No, you can.
Look, if you have, so the proper thing is to get dressed properly, he could. What if you don't have? If you don't have your price, you can absolutely do the function. If you have no bear, you got like that. But if you don't have a shirt, then you just have underpants. You don't have a shirt, so the Gemara says it's better not to dump. Because that's a violation. But once he has such a shirt on, an undershirt, and he has pants on, and there's no air but it's covered, and the Libra's already taken care of, and the chest is mechutzah. But he's not fully dressed, but then the thing for the proper thing requires, he comes into the category, he should be fully dressed. And I admit, it's also good. If he thinks that he is, and he's shot on pocket, he has no bravery. He's got like this. So that was the first thing that Rabbuni said. He drew a distinction between Kriya Shema and the post of Tzila. The Batzila is a special din of Haimel of Ne'amala, so his chest has to be covered off. The Yomar Rabbuni Lachat in the Talmud is off, the din required, we learned already, two lots of nice things, that when a person goes into the Beit HaKise, he has to take off the Tzilin, it's not permitted to be Yosef Tzarachov with the Tzilin on. What happens? Shokach, the Nichnas Bitzum, these were Tzilin all day long. Man is there, what's that shokach? It's still a short period of time. It's the first time to go to the Beit HaKise. He knows he has to take it off. But the Mayan Gemara, they were tefillin all day long. And he was going to come after all day long. Such a holy tzaddik, even when he sits in the wagons of the wheel, he's also wearing his tefillin. He's also dominant. So that's what the Gemara has. He wears the tefillin all day long. And then he has to go to the Beit HaKise. And he forgot that he's wearing the tefillin. The din really requires that he's not allowed to have hefsach hadas. He really should have had in mind that he's wearing tefillin. He shouldn't go to the Beit HaKise. So he was Mashiach Das in the Tzilin. Okay. But that's what he violated. He violated the Dinat HaTzchada. He goes into the Beit HaKif with the Tzilin, and he's in the middle of Asiyah Tzarachah. So what should he do? So the Din is, Shachach, Nichnas Tzilin, Beit HaKif, and he's in the middle of Asiyah Tzarachah. What should he do is, Meniach Yadav Aleim, Ashi Yigmar, and he just cover over the Shalyad, the Shalosh, till he finishes, whatever he has to do there, and then he should leave. Reg the Gemara, how could it be? Ashi Yigmar, Tzalkazaitach. Why? Let him stop in the middle of Asiyah Tzarachah, take off the tefillin and wrap it up, and then continue. And for the Gemara, then it's not healthy. Elazar the Gemara, Kidam Amach Ma'itchak Ashiyitma Amud Rishay, till he finishes the first part of what he has to do there. Correct the Gemara, why? Why don't you stop him in the middle, and then he'll take off the tefillin and do the Tzarachah. As the Gemara, literally, Alter Velekom, let him stop right away, Asiyah Tzarachah, take off the tefillin and then do his tzarach and that's in the Gemara because it's very unhealthy. You shouldn't be rabbi shimming the time, rabbi shimming the having a braise. Oh, but achay there. Whether a person has to take care of nikavim gedolim or nikavim kitanim, and in the middle of one unit of it, so if he stops in the middle, that's very unhealthy. Almost achay there. Maybe tell him to be hadroik on this one difference. You see, when achay there, that's by nikavim kitanim by hashpana, and he stops in the middle. So that'll cause also another sickness. Maybe it's ultimately Beyaz. He therefore thinks it's very unhealthy, so we say that he should take care of at least the Alma Mishan, take care of first a little bit of the Asiyah Tzarachah, and then take off the tefillin and fold it up, and then finish the Asiyah Tzarachah. Okay. So what does the Gemara say? What's the gist of the din over here? There is a din of Kavod HaTzilin. Kavod HaTzilin is a mitzvah like Kavod HaTzilin. It has more parashiyas than tefillin, because it's more of a requirement of kavod. The din of Amon Kodesh, you have to have a nochem mukhan, you have to have an aron kodesh, as they say. You don't just put the sefer Torah, you don't just drop the sefer Torah up in a mentala, in a talmud and leave it in the top of a closet, or something like that. Some people, for instance, when you go on vacation, sometimes a rebbe wants to make a minyan in his own bungalow, so he takes the sefer Torah with him from the shtiebel and he leaves it in the closet on top. So the din says that that's not proper. Even if you go on laying three times, that's not proper. It doesn't mean you can't lay three times on the base oval like that. You don't just leave it in the closet. The proper thing is that you require, you require dafkin on tradition, mokum yuchot. The tefillin you don't require like that. You don't have to put a dafkin in a special place. We always have a tefillin. You don't have to if you don't want to. So the din of kavod, say the tefillin, mokum, and then the din of kavod, up tefillin.
On the one hand, there is a din of kavanah tameh, which is a mitzvah. You learn up in the mitzvah of kavanah sefer Torah that is applied more so to sefer Torah and less so to tefillin, or less so to mezuzah. Mezuzah is a little lower than tefillin, which is always a little lower than sefer Torah. We discussed already where is the marker for the mitzvah of kavanah sefer Torah, that everything is learned out of it. The yidu v'hadar tefer ezakeh, as the Gemara says, it's mishnei v'mdeh ha'om dimipanah ha'vakoshkin ha'kav v'chaymer. Or that is learned out, the Raman says, perhaps not from that marker, perhaps from the Yafisa Aron. This is said, from the Tesavar, that you have to make an Aron Kodesh, and the Aron Kodesh is not really one of the Kalei HaMikdosh V'Harayim V'Hashenet. They didn't have an Aron Kodesh. An Aron Kodesh is only a mitzvah of to put the Luchas in, to put the Sefer Torah in. That's what the Raman writes in Luchas Esther. So on the one hand, there is a mitzvah to be mechabed to. If the person is in the Beis HaTisha, in the middle of Asiyah Sarachov, really mitam the mitzvah should be required, that he should stop Asiyah Sarachov, take off the tzun, in order not to be mavazah the tzun, to do the Asiyah Sarachov mitzvah. But the Gemara is telling us again that if a person will do a mitzvah, and thereby, in his eagerness to do the mitzvah, he may possibly get sick, they not okay to do the mitzvah. The person is not okay to do the mitzvah, to make out that he should get sick. Let's say, somebody is allergic to wheat, and the only Shmuel Matzah that they have a little Pesach is made from wheat. They don't make from barley. It's not available. So the Shabbos is in Mechuyi, there are different, different types of allergic reactions. And sometimes person can almost die. Die in the stomach, of course not, which is there, but it's all a type of cool. It's even the machinil would be legal over here. So let's say, he's not going to die, he's going to break out, he's very late, but he's going to be sick, he's going to be sick laying in bed for a week. Is he Mechuyi to eat the matzah and rosa? And the stomach is in his avar, that's not. A person is not mechuyev, we take it the other day, and the simon of Yehar Bal Yavar, that a person, when it comes to a mitzvah such day, you're not obligated to spend more than chaymish. The Gemara says in Sibis Achman, ha-mevaz, v'zal yevaz, is yeh simon chaymish, so the context of the Gemara is talking about Zofia. Musha, his kinu, when the days of my brother was in Golos, from they went from Yerushalayim to the Mishnah Sagoz, they went there to go to his office on Edmunds from one city to the other, But one time the Chenedic Zeren was in the city of Usha. And when they were in Usha, they made a takon of Usha, his kinu, and the Vazim Vali Vazim Yet Mechem, she was forbidden to give more than one fifth of his total savings to Zokah, Shema Yeyon in the Tzarek Lavri. So the simple reading of the Gemara, and Yisham Yot, the beginning of Teya, it was on Shem and Shir, Zokah, so the simple reading of the Gemara, the Vazim Yisham is that it only goes on Zokah. Come to Ramah, and the Ramah writes, both in Simit Kufin and Zayin and Yeredeh by Yehar Bal Yavah and in Arachayim and Hilchot Lula, he writes, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, if it's going to cost you more than one-fifth of the total savings to do the mitzvah, in Amukhi, let's say the fellow is in Alaska. Why did he go to Alaska? Is it because let's say he's in Alaska. And he forgot his children behind. And it's, like, it's late in the afternoon, and he didn't make children today. So the only way to make children is to take a plane now to go to Seattle. So it's going to the closest Jewish community, and it'll cost him a fortune. They say it'll cost him, he'll have to spend so much money, that'll be one-fifth of the total savings in order to get this, the opportunity to make children today. Okay, whatever it is, and have to spend so much money. Is he obligated to? So the Ramah says, not Mechuyev to do the mitzvah, it's going to cost him more than one-fifth. And then the Ramah makes a chilek, that's a mitzvah I say. But when it comes to a mitzvah like that, let's say he's in Alaska and there is no kosher food and all the food is mamish nothing to eat. He doesn't have bread and water. His mom is nothing to eat. And if he wants kosher food, he'll have to go spend more than one-fifth of the total food. So there are more costumes that you have to spend. When it comes to an avera, like that, say, you have to spend all of your money up until Sofik Bikrochner. But when it comes to mitzvah, say, you're exempt from the mitzvah, not only if it's a Sofik Bikrochner, but even way before that point. You're not obligated to spend more than one-fifth of your total savings. Shabbos, what if it's once in a lifetime? What if it's once in a lifetime? That's what our friend talked about. Let's say to go move in Eretz Yisrael, to go live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a person who lives in America, and he can move to Eretz Yisrael, but he'll lose all of his savings. They lose all of their savings, have to blow all the money in order to live in Eretz Yisrael. So do you say, well, there's more than one-fifth of my total saying I'm not looking to go move to Eretz Yisrael? Should I say no? It means that for the rest of your life, you'll never fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a group of Achronim who say, they say that that's different. So this chill for a month, and then you'll go get a pair of tefillin later. Next year, you won't need practice. Next year, you won't. So as long as it's not, you're not going to be mavakel in mitzvah of Gamre for your entire lifetime. So then the Rambam has this kula that you're not obligated to spend Hain Rav. More than one fifth of self-sustain, you go to Hain Rav. But if it's a mitzvah that if you won't spend Hain Rav to do it, you'll just never get to do the mitzvah period. Your whole lifetime you never get to do it. But there is a group of Rachaim who say that then this restriction doesn't apply. Then you do have to spend. Right, and he has a few exceptions, right. The Achaimity also is an exception. Special. You're certainly not obligated to perform a mitzvah that's going to make you get sick. A person would spend a lot of money. A person would spend more than one fifth of a dollar to spend not to get these diseases, not to get these sicknesses, whatever they are. The Melech, if one has an option, if I'll do the mitzvah, it'll get me so sick, I'll have to lay in bed for a week. Or I won't do the mitzvah and I won't get sick. But then the Gemara says, you're not going to do the mitzvah?
I knew him about drinking wine on Pesach and was sick for a whole week.
That's a good kasha. So that's what, like he said before, whenever the nature of the mitzvah is disseminated, so the Raman says, that then you don't have a restriction of chaynish. So you have three mitzvahs where the nature is disseminated. So one of them is Nechanik and the other one is Abitaisus, the Gemara says. And the other one is the Mikra Megillah. These three mitzvahs, the Gemara says, and that's what the Chazan Soyuz writes in the Tshuva. They say, you show him like that, that you only apply Avon Havi Yotan Nes with the essence of the mitzvah to Sumi Nisa. Not some that is Dechel Nes. Dechel Nes is a moment, but these three are to Sumi Nisa, they were quite same. The Harus and the Galus are Sanem. So we assume that Avi Kaisis is the same as Avon Havi Yotan Nes in this series. And even if it will get him a little sick, he's also Mokhoi Yishuv. Unless he's going to be a topic psychologist, then not. One question is, by drinking Rabbi Kaisis, if you try to get sick, how is that there a chalice? That's the question. All mitzvahs drinking, that's the kasha that we spoke about. You have to demonstrate chalice, and free people drink Rachaim all the time. Our brothers, they give coffee. They give coffee without sugar. And if these people drink coffee with sugar, and they drink liquor, and they drink Rabbi Kaisis, and they drink Rachaim all the time, they're having parties all the time. So what kind of a party is it if it's going to get sick? And with some you have to, you're going to get sick in advance. The Chorus doesn't have that you should drink Rabbi Kaisis. And with some of the Pshat is, the Shas Maita when he drinks it, he enjoys it. The some of the Hochamah Sina, the Shas Maita when he drinks it, he enjoys it. And it tastes good and he has a geschmack. But later he gets sick, he has a reaction, and he's going to be sick for a month. So Shavuot, the Gemara, he's going to be sick in Pesach. He's going to hold himself in Pesach for Shavuot. So that is what he has to do. He's not going to cause him to get sick. That's like Rambam. Why is it that these three are exceptions to the rule? Rambam has another exception to the rule by Machdus Hashepa. Rambam says Machdus Hashepa is a pasuk in Chumash. Asher layarva v'hadala yamid. So the Rambam learns Pshat hadala yamid. Even if you can't afford it, you absolutely need to give your last penny to borrow, to steal, to shnar. You have to do something in order to give Machdus Hashepa. Absolutely, there's no way out. Other Rishonim say that that's not true. There's no Achleik is Hashem, other Goyim. Goyim, I think, are studying on another thing, it's not true. The din only is, Havdala Yamid, if you can afford to give, don't give less than a Machdus Hashekel. If you can't afford to, don't give. If you can't afford to, don't give it all. But don't give less than a Machdus Hashekel. No one is allowed to give more than a Machdus Hashekel. No one's allowed to give less than a Machdus Hashekel. Or it's loved after a Machdus Hashekel. Every year, the Beis Magdalot decides how much money everybody has to give. So let's say they think that everyone, in order to purchase Kavanah Sibur, because they think everyone has to give $100, which is way more than Machdus Hashekel. If everyone won't give $100 each, you won't be able to afford the Korbanos Dibur. So then the law requires everybody gives $100. So then the din says, Hashalayam or Adalayam. No one's allowed to give more than $100. No one's allowed to give less than $100. If you can't afford $100, then don't give. The other Rishonim disagree. But the Rambam, that Adalayam means that even if you can't afford it, you have to borrow money from the bank and you have to shnarig out in order to give. You have to be mechal zalasad. That's how the Rambam learns. You have to even be mechazer al apsoch in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah Shefer. So that's the shayla of the Dinderaita. How do you read the pasuk Hadal Yam? Then in these mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, the Rambam writes, by, he doesn't write by all three. He doesn't write by Mikra Megillah. Some Mikra Megillah, every community, there's a portfolio of Mikra Megillah. But by Neil Chanukah, the Rambam writes, and by agriculture, the Mishnah seems to say, that even if they absolutely can't afford it, they have to go shnara money in order to get agriculture, in order to get Neil Chanukah. So the reason why, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, the reason why is when we do Pirsumi Nitzro, so what we're doing is we're demonstrating that the Rabbi Shalom didn't eat him in the fifth, and calling upon him, we're implying he should change the Tisla of Sein of Kach Ta'at Havano. Just like Sench books like Yusuf HaSir of Yishem. Just like he used to do Nisim in the past, maybe do a little Nisim now also. So you can only call upon the Rabbi Shalom to go out of his way if we see that you're going out of your way. If I'm going to live with a Cheshman like this, it's a little too much, I can't afford it, so I'm purchasing doing the move. So that's fine on all the other Tariyak, on all the Mitzvahs in the Torah, and the Reish Yom Ches, which is that's in the Torah, fine. Can't afford the Halacha says that he's possible. But you're going to say, I can't afford it, so I'm possible for my block of Nehru Chanukah, but I call upon the Rebbe Shalom, he should go out of his way to make Nisim in his world, he should change the world upside down and change the whole thing. If you're not prepared to go out of your way, so he's not prepared to go out of his way. A local story, that when the nature of the Mitzvah is Tisumi Nisa, so Tisumi Nisa means that we're implying to the Rebbe Shalom. That Kishen shall see a lot of things, Kachta, so long. There, it doesn't make sense that you should be so white Kishen. There you have to go even more than Kishen.
According to Rav Nachman, he said, if you didn't spend whole Rav, and if you didn't listen, you'd never do it. He didn't say that maybe, on the solar election, how do you see the situation to be kind of a, common sense of the people. He said, if you spend, there's no limit to that, you have to spend on some
people.
What do you mean? If he doesn't pay the Skar Limud, then they won't let him into the yeshiva. If they don't pay, they don't let you in. And they'll never learn, period. They'll never have a chance to learn. Okay. If you have such a hechitita.
And
why should they take everybody into that?
I don't think the Dasha is explained well in one
text. The Ramah just says that you're exempt. You're exempt and you're only exempt if you're not so wealthy. Many people are so wealthy, let's be the multimillionaire. So I'll have one fifth less, so I'll have two-fifths. They have one half of his money will disappear. So one is so be a millionaire. They won't have $2 million in the bank, they'll have $1 million. They need the police stocker to send $1 million. The Yoyt of the Chumash doesn't make a dent in his Ashir. Most of the people that I know, if they'll give more than Chumash, it's not going to make a dent, neither here nor there. She did more than Chumash. But the person just barely makes ends meet. And it's going to be a great Chumash, pack a lot of money. But then, if it's called a Hayin Rav, then he's not Muslim. But that's what it is, the simple reading of the Ramah, that's what it says. That there's a mitzvah of Kavod HaTfilin. Yeah, it says that you're not allowed to, unless you're very wealthy. Yeah, that says you're not. You're not allowed to give more than for yourself, unless you're very wealthy. Most people today are pretty wealthy. They can afford to give more than Chaimish. It's Takashan. Let's say a person is allergic to wheat. So what does he do?
So
they grind up more. So the Pashto is you make some sun. So Ramah quotes the Maharil that we are makhvid to make dafke makhvid from wheat. Even though the Mishnah says you can use either any one of the five meanings, Chamesh is Minig Dabu, the Ramah quotes from the Maharil, the Ramah Minig Dabu. Why is Tafin Minig Dabu? There's a question why. But no one knows exactly, the Dying White has a chill about this, and the Minchah Sitzchot. There's a chill about the woman who's allergic to the Kiddush Chamesh Anna. You have a lot of religious people, some of them have allergies, what can you do? So the person is allergic to wheat with a terrible, terrible reaction. What should they do? So he dug up fine when someone gives a towel. What's the reason for the meaning of the Maharil to have a state of doctor that week? So he quotes it for Gemara later, I think, you know, that it's the Tzoya, you're marching from the Tzoya of the Tinoi, only when the Tinoi is able to eat, as a Gemara, it's the second, then the Lulav HaGogon. Because Yesh is Das, Yesh is Machai. The Gemara says the Eitz HaDas, one opinion is that the Eitz HaDas is really a chit, but there's different opinions in the Medrash. And that's where the same different shita. The one shita, popular shita, was that it is a chita, because why is it called Eitz HaDas? Because the teenager doesn't learn to speak, until he doesn't develop his seichel, his ability to speak, until he starts eating a lot of cereal. Then he eats chita. So that's what the Maharal Sheikh has his say on the Minyan HaMitzvahs. He gives Derech HaGodah, sometimes Derech HaNocha, he gives different horrors on the Mitzvahs. So he writes such a Mahalach. Why is the, that's the only one who gives any time. Why there are more quotes in the Maharal, but it should be Daf Yechito. That the person, the purpose of the Matzah says in the Chumash, the Mayeri Derech says by Shukis, no. But where the family says the Lashon Yediyah by Matzah also, from, I forgot about the Lashon HaKotvah, that matzah is in order to have a yidiyah. And since das only comes from eating chita, not so from eating sairim, so that's why we insist on having chita. So the shad is okay, beautiful, wonderful, fine, but the girl is allergic to chita. She's not allergic, the person is not allergic to sairim. And it's not a topic for color, that they're going to be laying in bed for a week. So dying white is not everybody else is not matzah, so they make matzah from sairim. What's the big deal? They make matzah from sairim. And he holds no. For hundreds of years, Klal Yisrael was marked for this Maharil, that we insist only on making matzahs.
How many people knew about
this? That's all they made matzahs for me. They didn't serve the day with each other. The day with each father. The day with each father. Whoever thought, what are you going to make? Two kinds of matzahs. Now they make matzahs. Some people make matzahs for both. That's the Shaila. The Shaila is on that. But they should think it down. We usually assume that we fall, we all try and sell. When the children, that's what they taught. So that's a shadow. Wheat and barley, that's slush. And stealth is slush. Stealth is winter wheat. Same thing as wheat, but there's a slight difference in winter wheat and summer wheat. This you use for spaghetti and matzahs, and that you use for bread. But the shadow is, what about the oats and what about the rye? So there are those who are mafakpik on the rye and on the oats. There's a professor in Eretz Yisrael who put out a book to identify the fruits and the vegetables. His mana gemara. So he writes in his book, if I'm not mistaken, he writes about oats and rye are misidentification. So the former chief rabbi, Unterman, told Kahati, who wrote the Mishnah, it's think of Kahati, that rye is a mistake, but Kahati had that in his Mishnah course, that the Rabbi Rashi, Rabbi Unterman, told him that Felix, Professor Felix has in his book that rye is a mistake, it's not from Chamesh Nesina, doesn't we say how say rye bread, because rye bread, ruba de ruba of the rye bread is really wheat. It's a little bit of rye, right, but if you would have pure rye, so that's the shadow, would it really be Hamaisi, would it be Burning in the earth, would it be Hamlichi, would it be Tenshi, would it be Burning Hadama? And Burning Bajas at the end, that's the shadow, because Professor Felix find is that rye is a mistake, and his find is that the oats is a mistake also. But the Shabbos Gemara has a machleik of Satanayim Adich and Minuri Nechachamim whether rice is from the Hamedish is from the Dogam, so the Yerushalmi asks the Chale, why didn't they experiment and see whether rice, because the determining factor to know whether something is Dogam or not is it Bola De Chinut or is it Bola De Sirchon. The other Kitsinias are Bola De Sirchon. It's a different chemical reaction. The Hamedish is from the Dogam is Bola De Chinut. So why don't you make such a mixture and make Kitsinias and then take Ariz Vedechon and try it out. What are they? Tanaim had a machloek on a milk, but they didn't really try it out. The Rishonim says they did experiment, they tested it out, and it turned into something halfway in between this and that, and that's where they had a machloek. They didn't draw the line. Is this called Sirchon, or is this called Chimus? So that's what this Professor Felix Stein is, that the chemical reaction that comes when you mix
water
with water with rice is closer to rice with water is closer to wheat with water than oats is. When you mix oats with water, it's further away. How can you tell me that oats and rice and hamishes and gogon, that's if you experiment and you have everything, that's going to be further away from chemos than this. It's further away from chemos. That's the taina that he has. That's the taina that he has. One of the dayanim.
The two other meanings, if he's not the meaning gogon, we don't
know. The other branch is ignored. The Mishnah say that there's other forms of wheat and other forms of barley. Just like spelt is just another form of wheat. So there are other forms of wheat and other forms of barley. Again, there's a sefer by Zion from Mincha, in the Korah Brachah. And this sefer, he quotes this, the professor Felix Zalkagai. And then he says, but if you look in the Rashi, Rashi gives a lot for the Chamesh Yisrini Dabran. So Rashi gives you the French word that means oat. So he says, it may be that Professor Felix is right, but Rashi identified it like that. Rashi held that oat. It's in the Chamesh Yisrini Dabran. Maybe Rashi's wrong. That he doesn't discuss whether Rashi's right or wrong. He just says, the heavy Yodua, that Rashi's last word is oat, an old French. I don't know, I don't remember if he talks about rice. I just remember this safe in the Korah Brachah, but I don't remember if he talks about oats. Yeah, if you make bread out of it. Or if you have cake, then you say butter in the Zainus and I'll miss it. Yeah, that's the mission. The mission does not count. That's the shayla. Can you make matzah from oats? That's the
shayla. Yes. On the very screen, if some professor or scientist comes up with a theory that the shana hateva, that the grains change, and some change.
No, the grains change. You have to know which grain is which.
Would it be acceptable, such a theory?
The shayla is, what if you have the Magen Avraham has 2 days about this? We must have discussed it once before. Magen Avraham has 2 days about this. What if you have one of the Chamesh Yisrini Dogon and you make bread from it, but you use that part of the dogon which is not Bolei Dechinus? Not every part is the fiber, there's the shell, and there's the germ of wheat. There's different parts. When I eat when my children eat their breakfast cereal, so they have soup cakes on their pots, yeah. They have all the different parts here. So the Magen Avraham has 2 days about this. Every single part of that stuff is Bolei Dechinus. So they say, no, as long as part of it is Bolei Dechinus, everything is the right min. And then this is determined as the min. So the min has a din of Hamaiti, has a din of has a din of Zainus, and so on and so forth. So that would be a shadow. Let's say it would be Mishkan at point. And it would turn out now, true, it's the right min, but it's no longer Bolei Dechinus. Or let's say, because man in potatoes were not Bolei Dechinus. Someone asked about Moshe Feinstein, I understand that 35 years ago, that's when I heard about this, 35 years ago, someone came, and the time is that mixing potatoes with water, what everybody does to Pesach, the potato starch mixed with water, makes the kosher potatoes, taco cakes, yeah, is exactly the same thing. The potato starch is exactly in mamish chemo, it's exactly the same chemical reaction as, I don't know, the same chemical reaction is so should we, now the Chayyotah wanted to be marked that potatoes is kitchen, but this Chayyotah wanted to say that wasn't accepted. That wasn't accepted. So
yeah.
They tiny, how can he call himself Chayyotah? Chayyotah Sodom. All they had to eat on potatoes. All they had was potatoes. You don't eat bread, they eat potatoes, they had nothing else to eat. So the Chayyotah's opinion wasn't accepted, but this person went to Ramayu Shilakana, said, hey, this potatoes is, should be called one of the things. Ramayu Shilakana, that is not so. Not so. Shabbos, why not? What do you mean? He say that since the Zmana Talmud, since the Zmana Talmud, it is the Nikra, is the Chamesh Yisrini Dogon, based on the fact that at that time these were Bolei Dechinus and nothing else was Bolei Dechinus. So that's it. So now I don't care what the Mitzvah is, as long as that's the Mitzvah. So he say, no, that it's still, the Kalavah, that whatever is Bolei Dechinus, is Dogon. Whatever is not Bolei Dechinus, no, it doesn't depend on the Mitzvah. That's 2 days in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham has a Machloekes about that. And the Rishonim, if you look back, the Rishonim have the two opinions, the same Rishonim stuff, about Rosh Hashanah. Every ethic with a pit in the north of. A north of it, a what?
I don't know what that is.
Because there are two kinds of milk. There's a milk with an elam strak, just to make the essence tree stronger. Then there's a milk with a lemon, with another name. It's also interesting. To be work of market with an evil tzaddik means to work with another man, with another group. So that's what Agamara says, just to review again, that's what Agamara seems to say. That if you're not mechuyev to do a mitzvah, it's not an avera. It's not an avera to wear the tefillin in the Beit HaKisui when he goes to Sirach. You're not the kind of mitzvah of your tita arenes, or the mitzvah of, if they say we're talking about Dr. Nezal, you're not the kind of mitzvah of covering up tefillin. But if Shema mitzvah will cause them to get sick, so there's more you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. You fuck up on your units. Rabbi Meir has a tshuva about that. That the Shara that we said, what about Aliyah La'aretz? If a person is not wealthy, he can't afford it, if he wants to go fulfill the mitzvah, live in Eretz Yisrael, have to blow in all of his savings to become a poor man. But kasha, he'll be able to do it, but he'll be a poor man. So should you say, to other Achayim discuss, should you say that since it's a mitzvah that he'll just never fulfill the mitzvah, he'll earn on for it? But then you have to spend Haim Rav, or do you say no? So Rabbi Meir has it in a different context. Let's say a person is married, and he realizes his wife, he finds out after many years his wife can't have any children. So the mitzvah is pretty religious. So what can he do? He can't take another wife. So what should he do? Divorce his wife and marry someone else. He won't violate the chemda abenegeshim. His wife will be heartbroken. No, he can afford it. But he discussed divorce, his wife will be heartbroken. So that's why Chayim Rav. He's not going to give Chaymesh, Yerisham Razai, but he's not going to give more than one fish. Even if he's a rich man, some of his wife is worth more than a fifth of his money. Some wives are worth more than one fifth of their husband's total pay. Why? Let's say a chreis, if he already has children from a previous wife, So the Amineza discusses, you say that the person should be obligated to divorce his wife in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzir HaGerizim. Divorcing his wife is not Yerushim Mechaymish. So the Amineza says, Avad is Yerushim Mechaymish. But that's the time is, so when does the din of ever fly with your kasha? So when does the Marisa does say, Avad is you have to divorce your wife. So he says, yeah, Avad, because, what are you going to say? He doesn't divorce his wife. So I'll never fulfill the mitzvah of Tzir HaGerizim. The Bitwa Mitzvah Lamed, so then you don't have this cool of Yaitu Mechayish. But then he discusses, so what if the couple had one child? What if the couple had one child, either a son or a daughter? So that's the fulfillment of Shevet. Lotel Barada Shevet's story. The Mishnah has him getting that there too. There's a Mitzvah period that he's had a son and a daughter. And then there's a Pasuk in Novi, in Yishai, after Yibroch created the world, that people should have children. Lotel Barada Shevet's story. So some folks can claim in the beginning of Ebenezer, Simon Allah, that the mitzvah of Dr. Allah Shabbat Yitzhara, one fulfills the having one child. So they some of them all their women, 2 days in Thursday, they said, women are not Mechayim in Thursday, they give me Taskin, but women are, one day, the women are Mechayim in Shabbat. If that girl wants to marry a boy, knowing in advance that the boy can't have any children. And she loves the boy, she's willing to marry him, even though she knows that she'll never be able to have any children with him. And she's committed to marry him, knowing in advance that she'll never have any children. She committed to marry him in advance. The case recently. That comes up all the time. She knows in advance that the boy can't have any children. So she's allowed to marry him. But that's on the first daf in Ebenezer. Daf Aleph. Omer Aleph, the Beishmul quotes from Achleikis between the Tzadikim and Chagigim and the Tzadikim and Gittin, where the women are obligated in Shevet. So some Achleikim say that, when it's looking at others, say that even if women are obligated in Shevet, Shevet is not the same as Spirit Room. Spirit Room, you have to have a son and a daughter. The Shevet is enough, one shot. So let's say the woman had a child from a previous marriage, the Shevet she already fulfilled, so then she's not mechuyev even more. So that's the Dabi Nezer has a further shot. What if the couple had one child, and now something came up, and they realized they'll never be able to have any more children, they won't be able to fulfill the Yerinya, so you still say in such a case that he's mechuyev to divorce his wife? That's the giveaway, Hayim Rav? in order to fulfill, because for the rest of his life he'll never fulfill the mitzvah of Tehillim Be'Yiddish. Or you say, no, since he has a partial fulfillment because he wasn't a Kayin Sheder, then maybe he's not Mechuyim. You know, it's really his Mechuyim, I think.
Adoption is not a child?
Adoption is a partial. If one adopts a Jewish child,
or a Jewish child.
I mean, if you convert to a child, but you adopt, if you raise, I'm a child of the Yatim Sashleis, I'm a child of the Chili Yeloda. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. You get a partial key on it, the before they themselves had children, or let's say they had a son and a daughter, and they're not going to get married. The sheikh, they're not going to get married, or they're physically not able to get married, or they're not able to have children. Okay, the son got married and had one child, and then the son died. Then the Gemara says, since the son left over, son, I have a daughter who's still going to get married normally, she's going to have children, and I have a son who died, and he left the son, so then you say, then you're going to marry his wife. To replace, to be the Namali Mokin, so he can call himself her. So if you just have one child, and that child has children, then you're going to have children. I'm not going to
have two boys,
two girls. That's not going to be a child. But if they don't have two sons, the Kiddush Menorish. So that's the Machlokes, the Shana Bishul. The Shana says, let us Moshe Rabbeinu, how does the Kiddush Menorish, if he was here, if he was here, right, if he had two sons here. If you say, you have to have a son and a daughter, like when the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, he created a man and a woman. So that's the Machlokes, the godly new Shana, what did they still hold? They still hold, the Shana is Zichelite. If you have two sons, it's Zichel good. The Kiddush says, even if you have a son and a daughter, it's also good, either two sons, or a son and a daughter. Oh no, it's still a frequency Shana. The two halves you only have if you have a son and a daughter. So that's the machlech is the babble in yourself. So we're not the pastor simply passing like the babble. You have to have a son and a daughter. And I mean, maybe the chapters are not open. You have to see the chapters are not even, so maybe we should pass them like the Yishalmi. You have two sons and they're so good.
You can have a relationship with two sons. Because, I don't know.
So Or Yad or Munach as the Beis HaKisa. Are you familiar to Davin or not? What do you mean by Elfer? If that person goes to the Beis HaKisa, he doesn't come to the Beilin, and he cleans off his body. Cleans off, but it's still a little dirty. He doesn't clean off so well. The manas, it's much easier to clean off. You have paper, but the manas, it's very hard. They used to use stones, little pebbles. How good a job can you do? So let's say there's a little bit fair on the floor. So let's say there's fair on the floor. It's on the floor and it's Mechutza. So the Gemara has later said that Mechutza is okay. They say there's a baby wife who took up the diaper to a baby, and the diaper is in the garbage can, the garbage can is covered with all that stuff, they'll cover it, and I'm saying, follow up. As long as it's there, Mechutza is good. Unless I can smell the layer. If I can still smell the layer, but if you can't call it, if it says Mechutza, the Gemara said that it's okay, because once it says Mechutza, it's hard to accept follow up. What good is it that it's Mechutza? Mechutza means I don't see it. But if it's follow up, it doesn't matter if I don't see it. The answer is no, when it says Mechutza, the Chitzis is Tzeh Shachol, when it's Mechutza, it's considered Kedishayla. It's considered, if it's not there. Unless it's still giving off a layer. If you go there, it's considered it is, it's still there, but it's not Mechutza. The different reason, no. There are some Tolayim that there are so tiny you can't see them, so those are not called Tolayim. That's a different thing. Whatever is not visible to the naked eye, it's obviously a very different thing. But then there's another din. That's not a good one. There is another din sometimes in Tolayim, if the Tolayim develops in the vegetable itself, so then the Gemara has, yes, and then the Gemara says sometimes that it's Mitzvah. I ignore it, even though the things are going. I ignore it. I didn't know. So normally there is a din that says that Mechusa is Kenishayma. So here is a shayla, what if the Tzoya is all the Tzoya? I don't got it, but he has clothing on. So he's in a very clothing. If the Tzoya is on the floor and it's Mechusa, it's Kenishayma, no problem. But the Tzoya is on my body. So you still say that it's Kenishayma or not. Or, Yadav and Achaz Beit HaKis, the person sitting next to the Beit HaKis, he's just attending. Mechusa's hand is clean. Question shot, his hands are clean, that's what it is, but if he was, the whole body would be, if I'm standing in the Beit HaKis, even if I can't smell the rack of the Tzoya, even if all the Tzoya was removed, you're not permitted to daven in the Beit HaKis. Even how the Gemara has any Bible of Shisa, what if has one, a lot of them to what if there's new rooms, there were Muslims, that's at every building, they have certain rooms that they set up when they first built the building, there's certain rooms that are designated as toilets, as bathrooms, and then they never use them. So they were never used as a toilet. So he committed to daven in that room that has money. Usually the person has money. Well, I love it. The Bible is keeping a mat on that. That you're not allowed to daven in the room that was originally intended to serve the designated to the Beit HaKis, and the night was never used as such. So certainly if it was used as a Beit HaKis, and he moved all the Tzoya, also you're not allowed to daven there. So if the person's body is situated in the Beit HaKis, that body's not allowed to daven. He's sitting outside the Beit HaKis, and suddenly he sticks his hand through the window. Is he allowed to daven on that? What's the shayla? That's a different thing about covering up the chest. No, this is the same thing.
The
culture was similar. Yeah, it's the same thing. Apitasis is... This should be the same thing. That's the Pashup shot, yes. So how is this Lushin Pasa? By Yad of the Beit HaKis, you understand. What about Sayyar of the Sarai? What does that say of the Sarai? But it's Mechusra. The Tzoya of the Tzoya is Mechusa.
Every Avis has to be
we had before. We had in the Gemara, so we kept on learning about the Olga, the Elbor, and Tzoya, and a lot of all the things went through the day. But we had before, the Gemara said like this, there were several Dinam of Erev. One Din, I'm not permitted to say a Bracha or to learn when my Erevers were good. One Din. And another Din, even if I'm dressed, but someone else is in front of me, and they're undressed. I'm not allowed, even if I close my eyes, and I close the Rosh and the Rosh, we're not going to. There was a third Din, I'm liberated. And the fourth thing, if I am, let's say, we had before, we're under that blanket, and neither of us has any pajamas. And it's too cold that I should stick my whole body out, whatever. So I'm under the blanket, and then someone is next to me also undressed, and his, and my elbow's mechusa, and my head sticking out, my elbow's mechusa, liberated, so I put my hand like this on top of the blanket, fine. There's no, my elbow's mechusa, and the other one's elbow's mechusa, and there's no liberated, it's fine. But he's there to let this touching mark. So the Gemara says that's also a problem. And there was a comment about our gogoi. What if it's back-to-back, what if the back, his backside is touching my body? You see, our gogoi has the status of airboy. Is it a neighbor airboy, or is it not a neighbor airboy? That was the Gemara, Adam Achlekes, and Achlekes and Achlekes, and Mishnah Gurfo, the Haripad. So that's also a deal. If someone else's airboy is touching my body. So that's what the Gemara has over here. There's a deal of Tzoya Zvor. If you are not permitted to daven it, then it's Torah required, but if the Torah is mechusa, then it's kiddush eino. What if the Torah is on my face, and it's mechusa? So what about kiddush eino? But it's on my face, and I'm davening, so then tightness. What if the Shabbos? I daven with my face. But if the Torah is on another part of my body, and it's mechusa? It's like say, and I'm davening with that part of the body. I daven with the face. Kol hashem atah ruchah. I daven this part of the body. But that part of the body has same mechusa kiddush eino, I ignore. They say no. Kol hashmaita saman. I daven with the whole body. So just like if they'll be sorry on my face, it'll be mechusa, it wouldn't have to say kiddush eino. Like this erev of mechusa, someone in front of me is dressed. So then I'm committed to done. But if it's someone, their erev is touching one part of my body, even though their erev is mechusa, someone else can daven because they're under the blanket. But I can't daven because their erev is touching my body. So the same over here. If the sorry is touching any part of my body, not only on my face, that's the pashup shot. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. That's how the Rashbo explains over here the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The Ramban, on this Gemara, the Mohammed on the bottom of the list, points out that many Rishonim had a different Girisra. Not Yadavu Nachal Zedei Takise, just stick his hand in. She writes, Mechitza Yeh, they know the same Zedei Takise, Pashup Yadavu Zimina Chitza. He sticks his hand through the door, through the window. Rashi writes Pashup Shat. Many Rishonim had, the Rambam and the Rishonim, they all had a different Girisra in the Gemara. Yadavu Bechrocha Zedei Takise. He went to the Beit HaKis, he got the Tarocha, and using these little pebbles, and he cleaned his body off, and his hands got dirty. So the Shaila is, he permitted to daven on that.
So what's the Shaila?
It's also not for one show,
because it's on the top of the body.
Well, what's my side? Here the Gemara has, on page 10, line number 11, it's in the list, on the second wide line, Itma. Sarav the Sarav, or Yadav Mutunafas, the Beit HaKis. There's a machlekes v'akunu achizbe, and then the Rish holds the kula, the Karim and Karavun, and another question that Scott Ryan makes. So the Palamor points out, Palamor not daf, on Tezayin of an Albert, it's in this paragraph, that the Nuskei HaRav is all the insult, and the Jews say the Rish say, or Yadam Utonapo is the Beit HaShisa. His hands are dirty, he wipes himself off, and he got his hands all dirty. What's the Shaila? The new Anus Chayin and Nimtes B'chol Sifin become the same. Palamor says, we don't have such a gear. We have like, Palamor always has like Rashi, usually has like Rashi gear. Balmor says he doesn't understand. How can that be? He's a very religious thing. Of course he says that. What's the shayla? The Rambam writes, "Amar Hakaisei." So there's two lines in the Machanes. Amar Hakaisei. I will mean to see this if he's far out, but that's the Jewish that the Rambam did it since they had another tradition. The tradition was the idea of showing Yoram to Nafas Nikiyot Beis Hakisei. Shkulam Shikilech Ba'avon Mikurzolos. Show Beis Hakisei is these little pebbles. The aim of Yadav Soa. He looks at his hand. There's nothing there. There's no Soa there. Ba'avon. And if he would want to eat a meal, he wouldn't want to eat like this. The aim on the medical book, he's not going to eat his meal like this. The mana gemara is so very interesting that he didn't have things in school. He had a big knife to cut, and they ate everything with their hands. He wouldn't want to eat a meal like this. But here's our chomer at the time, he said, Rabbuna, Koyal Anshama Tahal Al-Khor, what is the nation? Zeh Ein Liba Be'ein Abroyim Soya Klav. The Rabbuna holds, there's no the end there. Everything is wiped off. There's nothing there. He scratches, he's not going to get anything off. There's no the end. So the first Madama holds the cooler. There's no story there. There's nothing there. He's like, he's an incident. He dies just on the earth. He says that's the shayla. That's the shayla. His hands are dirty from soya, but there's no beer. There's nothing there to eat. Can someone else take kriyash? If I have soya in my hands, so you can't take kriyash maybe. But if I had my hands are wiped off, I was holding soya from a farmer. I was holding him and say, wiped off my hands, they're clean. So you can, there's nothing there, so you can say Kriyashma. I say Kriyashma. So the first one, Rav Huna held, yeah, there's no story. Just like you can say Kriyashma, I can say Kriyashma. Rav Dr. Chizun says, no, Kolat Maisa Tamanga, just like he wouldn't want to eat with such hands. So you don't allow them to daven either because they don't have. The Nupsha, that's the gift of silence that they had, that the Machlek is not Yodim Olachas. Basically, what's wrong with that? The pain is sticking in. That's the famous chat in the Gemara, that the whole body is dominating. The person dominates with the whole body. So the hand is missing, the hand is in Beit HaKis, he's not in Beit HaKis. And that famous chat, the Rish doesn't hold like that. The Rish, the Rambam, the Rambam, the Kuala, the Yusei, the Torah, that is different Jews, and not Yodim Olachas with Beit HaKis. But Yodim Mitzunachas with Beit HaKis. Yodim Mitzunachas with Beit HaKis.
That's what he's saying on the show, but... The same thing as the yak is put inside by the kippah, it's out of the shoe, it's not out of him. The same thing if the shoe is dirty and you see that not from there.
The shoes are shiny later. The shoes are shiny later in the morning. It's not part of the
body. It's not part of the body.
You have a touching shoe. Okay. Okay, let's move on by the Itma Reach Rashi Yesh Malikir. Let's say this Soya. Let's say this Soya behind me, and it's the Rechuk 5 Amish. So Rechuk 5 Amish is Mutter. So I'm too ready to say Kriyashma. But the Reach Ra comes all the way from me. Reach Rashi Yesh Malikir means it's coming from the Soya. If there was Soya here, and I took all the Soya out, and it's still a Reach Ra, that's called the Reach Rashi Yesh Malikir. It's not here anymore, the Reach Ra is still there. We're not talking about that. We're talking, the Soya is still there, and the Reach Ra is coming from it. But that's a shame. The Rabbu Ramah, Machik, the Alham is encouraged to Yeshma. He just has to be Machik, Dalit Amoy, from the Tzoya. Just has to be, what is Rashi here? Machik, the Alham is Nihalikir. He just has to be Machik from the Tzoya. That's all it says in the Chumash. The Abba Bishariach Goyilov, or Gagon Shehivi Achulov, Shehina Roy Roy, if it's with one of the Gmorot of the Abba Bishariach, it's even Bayon. If it's Machar of Amin Akharim, it's just Machik Dalaram, and that's it. I don't care about the Reach. There's no Pasik in the Torah. That Reach bothers me. There's no Pasik that I should stand in the Torah to recite Kriyashma. But he's done now that it's not so. You have to be Machik Dalaram, and Machim Shibasa, call Reach, and then you call it Kriyashma. So what if you have Soya that gives up a Reach as instead of his Reach, the whole extent, the whole place that the Reach continues with the Torah to live. If I remove this Soya, now there's only Reach, so then you're not allowed to daven in the place where there's a bear, but we pass like our kids. You're not allowed to daven in the place where there's a bear, but you don't consider it if it's soya all along, and you have to not involve it almost from the end of it. Possibly no longer it's not a reach ra. But if it's the reach ra, she is malika. The reach is an extension from the soya, then consider it if that whole area where there's reach ra, as if it would be soya the whole way, that's not involve it almost from the end of that place. From the moment we have a bright for like our kids in the room, it's time you come out to the last kids. He called on Kriyashma, Lekanegat Sahasar, we're talking that it's Dalit Amis away, and the Rajva says you can't see it now. And the Rosh says, well, even if you can't see it, as long as it's in different shoes, it has to go. The Rosh says, everything depends just on the Rav. Yes, even let's say there's a Beit HaKis with a separate wall, and the Soya is right inside, and I'm right outside, and there's no Reach coming out. And I'm staring the Soya right in the face, right in front of me, but it's a completely different room. There are walls around. The verse of Beit HaKis is not Dalit Amis. Don't you remember? I think so. I think it has to be Dalai Lama. Don't you remember? I think it has to be Dalai Lama. I think so. Yeah. I think it's the same with Dalai Lama. I think this is actually Dalai Lama talking and then talking in Hayim Olam. But then it's a Makhla Chalud. You have to look and show it up. Yeah. If you have Reach Lama, talk like that, Chizu. The Reach Ra is considered as if the Soya is in Zishak, if the Soya is still here. They talk if there's no Reach Ra. The Russian Reach Ra is talking if there's no Reach Ra. And then there's Reach Ra considered as if the Soya is still here.
According to the Russian president, in my email, once you get a page in the Reach Ra, in your mockum, if you could see it, called your mockum, as long as you could see it, it's called your mockum.
Right.
Once you get a Reach Ra, it's called your mockum.
Yeah, it is.
But you get it in my email, not your mockum should call your mockum. It is small enough.
Yes, it's a place you could see from where he sits.
Yes, it's a place where Makom.
Because the Tzaya is very far away, and the Reya comes from our farthest, goes to a place which I can see the Makom, but I can't see the Reya. I can't see the Reya. And it's very so far away I can't see it. The Reya is right in front of me. If I walk over there, I'm coming right here. Consider this is study all around, and therefore maybe you have to mark it down on the last, and if he doesn't have a Muslim Gavoya, a Mamma Chassar, so often he doesn't have that, mark it Shimroi, that we had earlier. The Chayil is Fimo, and the same thing, not only for Kriyashma, the writer starts off with Ikra, the Kriyashma, same thing for exactly the same. Reach Rashi, Yeh, Kriyashma, mark it down on the Mokam, Harech, we call it Kriyashma. So what do we have in the Braisa? The Braisa says the same as my Tachid. That a Reach Rashi Yeh Kulikir is in a Kitzel Yachin Rashi Zalaram is not in Shepat Kaviya. But this Braisa has another thing that Rabbi says we don't pass him. On my Rabbi, Leis Silchus Yachin Yom Asni. This is the Shai that was brought up before. When the Chumash says that the Dina Tzoya that you have to live to Tzadon and have Dibay Tzoya, the Chumash is talking about Tzoya Tzohodo. What about Tzoya Tzhazerin and Tzoya Tzhanigurin and Tzoya Tzhakmodin? Also, the story of many Balkai is also considered story.
And Rima Lejeva.
Yes, so how do you determine what the din is? Which story is din a story, which not? So then Brian showed enough that it doesn't have to be that because let's say a person ate and then he vomited up what he ate and it smells awful. That is also key. It's also din a story. Key is also din a story. Why is that so? So because the definition of story is on let's say the Achreidim have on the Dakar Shuvah has about spoiled food.
You have
no soy at all. Oh, let's say you had some fish or some meat or whatever and it was out of the refrigerator for a long time and it smells awful.
Rotten eggs.
But you had something that was started off as good and then it decomposed and it spoiled. Look at dead body. Decomposed and it spoiled. So that's also good and it has this terrible odor.
Is that the tannery?
If it's something that was good, that's decomposed and spoiled, then it has the status of soya. That's the definition of soya.
Someone has fish
that's spoiled. Yeah, right. No, it's not the soya. This thing started off good, and then it got spoiled. Okay.
So
let's say in the slaughterhouses with the Dakachuva discussed the sin of the Sadhguru has a whole thing with Abiyah Tashkita. So you're not permitted to say the Brachet in the Beit Tashkita, the behemoth Nick Soya. If it's Soya or Merab Lam is something you're not permitted to say a Brachet. But let's say there's no Soya, just full of blood there all over the place and the blood has a terrible odor. The Dam has a terrible odor. Naturally has a terrible day. So the Achayim will say that that's not a problem. You look Reach Rashi Yesh Leiker. I can say the Brachah can make it a Reach Rashi. Let's say when you go to a chemistry lab, sometimes they have chemicals that taste good. It tastes like rotten eggs. But that's the nature of that chemical. It's not that it's decomposed and it's spoiled and it's rotten and that's what. That's it. That's the smell that He writes a chiddush. It seems in the Gemara and even in Tanakh, they call Avodah Zarah, Avodah Gilulin, Tanakh is called. Avodah Gilulin, so why do you call Avodah Zarah? To make fun of the Avodah Zarah, to call it Golo. But the Torah and the Gemara all the time is calling it Avodah Gilulin. So why do they call it Golo? To teach you this in a just like you're not permitted to say Bracha, to make it Torah, to make it Golo. You're not permitted to say Bracha, to make it Dovish or Avodah Zarah. Then he has a wild kiddush he wants to take. He has a book that has Apikursus in it. A person has a book with Apikursus, that's also Avodah Gilulin. You're not allowed to say you have to be married in Dalai Lama from such a place. You're not committed to Brahman. It's a wild thing, but it's so somehow trying to grow this level. The way that it has in the Zarat is better. He wrote like a Michafina. He wrote like a take on this, and on every mitzvah he has Mashavah deeper mind. So what the Bnei Sarkot said is rather not so fair. Since it's not so fair. Because if you have a dog in the room, that's the Rashi and Chumash has like that. It says in the Chumash.
There's no one should be, huh?
I think it's the end of Pasha Shema.
I love
the same. At the end of Ba'era? Not Hamo?
I
bet it. At the end of Parshas Ba'era, there are 10 parts of Chassid. But I know that Moshe could say to Ephes is Kapel Hashem, Akon Techon Abar Layoz, the Mantei that is Hashem Ohr. The Rashi says, why could say to Ephes over here? You know here, Rabbi Gatochi, Allah, his father, he tried to Malaya Gibur. What kind of Gibur? Why all of a sudden now? Was it before? What about Dom Sadeh, Kin, and all of the Zeh, Shkin, Borah? By Borah. So the Mephashim say in Rashi, I think they're hard to say. Because by Borah, they used to worship the animals. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you better be a Borah, and you better bring the and in order to save the behemoths, so the Bible comes giving an eighth of heaven, bring the behemoths into your houses in the city. You're going to leave them in the field, they're going to get killed by the birds. So it says that those from the Egyptians who are Yahweh's Vashem, they're really a mother's ass, every single shanty that's going out. So already 6 markers at work. Came to the 7th marker, and he predicts everything he predicted in advance, came through to the letter. Comes by Borah, says, Yahweh's Vashem, those are the mount of Yerushalayim. But you have to have an anti-Yerushalayim, they didn't go there, everything. But those that had Yerushalayim, they brought the behemoth into the city. The others didn't go, they left the behemoth there in the field. So the first 6 markers, there were no behemoths in the city. And then Abed Zohar was the behemoth, he worshiped the behemoth. So the first 6 markers, there was no problem. The city was empty of Abed Zohar. But now it's a problem, because the city was full of behemoths. And he said, you can't speak to the Yerushalayim in the presence of the Abed Zohar. So that's, the Bnei Yisrael doesn't quote this. But Bukhari, that's a marker. This man, the Rashi quotes it from the Shemot Rabbah. Then later, that's the marker. So what are you saying? That you have to make it to Davin in the presence of Abed Zohar, like in the presence of God. So how is over here, Malaya Gibbulim? Yeah. Balachai, the Gemara has a pasuk that if you mishtach it to Balachai, it's not Osler, but it's still possible like a Goya. Never is possible to Kurt, it's possible to Osler. Something it is, if it is called Hashem Abed Zohar, never. Taka Nath, it didn't decompose to the extent that it's also by Noah, but it's still more like a word. It is Chal Hashem Abed Zohar on it. So I thought maybe that's what he means. Not some play on words of it. It's Gilulim, it's Gobo, and Ash Ophir is the Lea Gilulim. It has a bit of play on words. It's not just a play on words. It means that you had a thing that was with the Banoah before, and then when it became a Neba, it decomposed to the extent that it's also by Noah. Very decomposed. That's why tea and like soya. If you have a chemical that Nilachatkhila has a dead odor, it's nothing decomposed. But that doesn't have a bit of, soya. But if you have something that originally was decent, was a Gishmak food, and then it decomposes it. When it decomposes, that's the definition of, soya. That's actually not. So that more quotes the Homer that if a person has carry our Gufoy, or our Big Bear, he's not permitted to die, and then I'll show from the on the end of you that it's not correct. So the time events are not moving, nothing decomposed. And as a dead rat, that may occur right. But if there's nothing decomposed, it didn't start off as one way. And then decomposed, that's what they time exactly. That's what they time against the Ramo. Cherry should not be being a kid's toy. I think so. I don't know, the Ramo quotes that Umar from the Shaitan that if a person has cherry or goof or rock, because he's not permitted to download the story. And then the later I come to it, against the Gemara. I can have a Umar, it's like a Gemara. And also I'm driving to the Gemara. And the Lord's not in you, the Gemara has a serious regard to that it's not so. Yeah. Right. Right, but let's say to daven the way it is without going to mikveh, if you don't, not that kind of sense. So then there's no problem of davening with carry out gufa. That's what the Lord Master, I'm not sure I'm not.
The Lord Master is just talking about the person that you're carrying and you're going to daven.
Because it's a kind of sense, right, the problem is a kind of sense. There's not a problem to daven with the carry along. That's the Gemara has a shayla, how decomposed does the food have to be that it should have the status of tzara? Tzara, so our dom is a part of the chumash. The shayla is, what about tzara ha-klov here? Tzara ha-klov is not as bad as tzara ha-klov? The first brisa that the Gemara quotes, Tzarech HaChazim, Tzarech HaKlovim, and Tzarech HaKanagolim, everything is all Tzarech HaChazim, everything is all the same. At the same thing, it's Tzarech HaKlovim. So comes Rav and he says, that part of the brisa we don't personalize. The one part of the brisa that it says like Rachid did, that if you have a Reach Rash, a Yeshua Rika, it's considered a Zich, that whole Hemshech HaMokim, they would just say, you have to mark the Dalam from that, that part of the brisa we do personalize. But many sikhs of Amarav, many sikhs of John Masnit, we don't pass by that part of it, right? That the story of the other behemoths also, because the story that Zoya and Ki and all of these things decompose, to what extent does it have to decompose? It has to be very decomposed, that it should have a real dead raya. Even if you're like Rafuna, Rafuna holds that there's no dead raya. As long as the Dalai is away from the Tzoya Mamash, you can smell the raya, Rafuna holds Mut, you can daven where you are. Buddha says there is no person to, but still, the meaning of Reach is part of the definition of what Tzoya is. When is it? Does it have the status of Tzoya? Only if it's Tzoya that has, that gives off a dead Reach. Reach itself doesn't bother me up to doing Rabuna Aud, but Reach is needed, Reach was needed to give the definition of Tzoya. So he finds, Robert finds, the first HaKlovim doesn't have such a big Reach. It's not as such a degree of decomposition, the same as Tzoya Tzoyam, that it should have the status of Tzoya.
Yeah, there's moments for a body much more for this.
That's the Shaila, the Rabbi Tainer says. The first Brisa says, you should say Sakhalav and the Sakhazirim also, and Rabbi says we don't pass them like this. They do have the Kiha Masnit, we shouldn't pass them like the first Brisa, but rather like the second Brisa. The time of Ikarad and Kriyashma, they can make a Tzayah Sodom. If the Tzayah Sodom, you're not allowed to. What about the Sakhazirim, Tzayah Sakhalavim? It depends, it's not enough, and others will talk on, then you're not allowed to. If you put it in Mala Gemara, in Manatanon, there was a common practice to put the tzoya into the water with the, that was the chemical that they used, together with the leather to, that it should work out the leather and convert it into parchment. In fact, the Kivega quotes it over here. The Kivega quotes over here, the Yafa Shimani says, and I've got to go from the Kafir Chakar Kol Belia, the Baruch Hashem gives reward to every person or every behemoth. So at the time of Yitzhak and Tzad, the Chumash says, Liyach was to the caliber. We shall know, normally they should have been barking. There's dead bodies all over the place. The Mitzri, the main body, the Shein Shammet, there's dead bodies all over. So the Kolovim should have been howling away, they should have been barking like wild. But the Pasuk says that the Kolovim are not barking. So the Zohar rewarded them, all of the Mishpachas, all of the Enochlak, and the Uranian Kolovim were rewarded in the Mishpachas of it. It was, if it's clear that Kolovim was always there, when Ma'adim, when Ma'adim, when they would work out leather to convert it into parchment to write and say that there would be ma'ada to use the Reach HaKlovim as a reward. The Rabbi says, Soya Sa'adam is always being a Kitzur. That's the Pasuk Mechunish. But Soya Sa'chadeirim, Soya Sa'chadeirim is only the Nashonot and not a Kitzur.
But it's learning after another compartment is this. Okay, so here, quote, Anushai, what about Tzoyot HaTanigoyim? That's the problem over here. Because the original Brisa that Rabbi says, we're not talking like that, three things. That's Kalabim and Chazem and Tanigoyim. The second Brisa that lacks it all, only says Chazem and Tanigoyim. What's like with the Tzoyot HaTanigoyim? The Tzoyot says, look at that. The second Brisa never contradicted anything in the first Brisa regarding Tzoyot HaTanigoyim. But he said, yes, that's the Tzoyot HaTanigoyim.
Yes, because you mentioned that.
Because we never knocked that off. The Yemra, Ben Yehuda, that's the Bala Tzoyot, Rabbi Yehuda, Tzoyot HaTanigoyim. It's all of the... That's it. In the old editions of the Bracha Mishaloshim, there's a Sefer Bracha called Bracha Mishaloshim that has three Lishan and has a Tzoyot of Yira Chasid and Tzoyot of Rosh. Usually the same Tzoyot of Rosh, Tzoyot of Yira Chasid, came out the same in the Shishim Kubeti. So the Tzoyot of Yira Chasid that they always used to call of Yira Chasid, in more recent years they re-identified it that it's not Yira of Yira Chasid. Yira Chasid was a later Bala Tzoyot. It's Yira Chasid early on. It was a little earlier. It's the end of the Erzul Ruh, which called Maravadab Yira Chasid early on. My Rabbi Yehuda Hanikra is really wrong. That was his family name. Hanikra from Leif Ha'ayyeh. Yehuda and Leif Ha'ayyeh. Sirion. Sirion means the heart of a lion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sirion means heart. Yeah. So this Rabbi Yehuda, he's the Balat Taisus and Drachas. All of the Taisus and Drachas are the kids. All the Taisus that we have are the kids. And every Mitzvah says the Balat Taisus that's printed on the Daaf is usually in a rich form of some earlier school. Sometimes on Baba Kamis, the Rabbeinu Peres, and all the Shibas are using the Rabbeinu Peres, which is the original. And on the Gezeres, Rabbeinu Ochanan, we have the original that we give to Rabban. Darkin is the Tzeis Shan. And every Mishuch, there's a different Tzeis Tzuch. That's why the Chizor says you can never ask a Tzeira from one Tzeis to another Tzeis. But another Mishuch, they're not necessarily the same Baba Tzeis. Sometimes they're called, sometimes they're not called the Rabbeinu Tam, there is. So Rabbeinu Tam here, Rabbeinu Tam here, it's usually the same Rabbeinu Tam. There were more people who were known as Rabbeinu Tam, not only the same as Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu is also known. And then it's not a speech. But the Rabbeinu Tam from a place to another place is, that's not necessarily a country, because each place on each Mishnah is a different Bala place. The Yudah called often there, the Tam places in Brach, it's Rabbi Yudah Silvia. He says, when the first Christ, which was not rejected, when the first Christ speaks of Satana Golim, and it's just that doctor came to lose all the hands, yes, I'm still going to go. Although the time ago, I'm not going to buy the same question. Let's say the time ago, walking around in the house, and there's a little sale there. But it's not a little sale, and so then it doesn't have so much sirchon, so then it's with the what's the what? Sirchon is part of the definition of, like you said, she is in a kitsoya. I know, but it's always in a kitsoya. So the question is, when you have some food that decomposed till a very serious matzav, so then when you reach the third degree of decomposition, when it has a rechon and tichon, then it has the status of tzoyah. So if you have tzoyah tzadigolim b'lul shalem, if you have tzoyah tzadigolim b'lul shalem, and you put it into the ore, and you're soaking the leathers in the mizman shanat and others, and then it's very decomposed, then it's dinik tzoyah. Before not and others, isn't it? And the shayla is, as he quotes, to be Rishali Yesh, Rishali Abrocha says, Abraise, the Be'adonim Bilvad Yesh Lachush. I feel like between red chickens and not red chickens. That's red chickens and not red chickens. Because they don't know what the world means. They don't know what it means. On the side of the Gemara, on the left-hand side, they quote the Gedulos Mordechai. The Gedulos Mordechai is printed over here on the bottom. The one who got it on the side got it. It's a Kirush on the Mordechai. If you look in the back of the list, they have the Mordechai. On the bottom of the Mordechai, they have Kiddushi Anshe Shem. The other on the side of the list, Kiddushi Anshe Shem. So Likud was just an acronym from the 1500s. So on the bottom of the Mordechai, he always identifies who it is. Is it the Mahalam? That's not the Mahalam Wittenberg, and it's not the Mahalam Lublin. It's the Mahalam, not the Mahalam. Mahalam 16, I think it's not the Mahalam. And then every so often, they have the Gimel Mem. That's the Gedulos Mordechai. You look on the bottom. That is Shin Yud, who's the Shin Sherif Yesesh? That is Shin Yud, is the Sherif Yesesh. These are, if you look a little further, they tell you who it is. Look at another page, it says Sherif Yesesh, right here. On page 90, look on the bottom. On page 90 has Sherif Yesesh, Gimel Mordechai, then it has Shin Yud. The Shin Yud is the Sherif Yesesh. Then later on it has Gimel Mem, here on the next page. On page Mem Vav, it says Gimel Mem, that's the Gimel Mordechai. So on the end of the third page, on page 92,
at page 92, on the bottom of the second column of the Mordechai, has the Gimel Mes, right? That's the Gedulas Mordechai. Aber wenn ich hier mit Paris hier ist, der Eretz Edom Oyo hat zu Orim Dizok, he's the one who has this chart. See, the Mordechai on the bottom of the second column has the same as the Tosfos. He quotes this Yerushalmi, a chilek between chickens that are an Edom and not. So some, the Rav Yor writes, when the Rav Yor quotes this, he says, what does it mean, red chickens? It means that they have red spots on the neck. So those that have red spots on the neck, so the story is going to be more mature for those that don't have red spots on the neck. Why is something like that? So it's a chilek. And then on the bottom, he quotes the Benachim in Paris as a different shot. It means those that are from Eretz Edom. The Italian chickens from Eretz Edom, they used to give them different, a different diet. It depends what you feed the chickens. Like some persons say in Man and there that they feed the dwarf food very good flesh and other things. So the Sayyid Hatrovin will be the same as Sayyid Adam. It all depends what you feed them. So Neri said, Shahayu Hatrovin is all, Kid Yamino, the Ketubis doesn't exactly say that in Ketubis. Doesn't say that that it was so cheap. But what it does say is that they used to feed the behemoths the Sarim also. That's the key. Okay, they ate different food? Depending on what they ate. It's the Yotam Matzah. It's just to show the clouds that it all depends. It's not a halakha of Meshach Sinai, it's Tanya versus Tanya Sazan versus it all depends on the diet and it all depends what you do with it later. If you're going to take the soy and throw it into a tannery, then it will be Mashiach more. So whatever is Mashiach very much, then you take the tannery and you come on. Then it's the soy of us. Not only do you have to be marked from the Yitzhak soy, you have to be marked from the Dalaram, you have to call it there, because it's considered Dino ke Tzawa only. The Gemara is the Shiloh. What happens, however, if you have a Reach Rasha Eilu Iker? I can be shamed with the Iker. Let's say here, when we took it out, now the room is full of Reach Rasha, but there's no Iker. So what are you going to say? We consider the Dikta Tzoya still here. The Tzoya extends all the way. How can you consider the Dikta Tzoya extends all the way? We took it out of it. But then there's a Din that for Malcolm, our Reach Rasha, you shouldn't doubt it. You shouldn't take creation of the Kumar. But after the Reach Rasha, you know, to be Malcolm's Dalaram to after that. That much Kumar now. That's what the Gemara says. Or, the Gemara has another case. What happens is a person is Mashiach, a Reach Ra from his body. So obviously the Reach Ra comes from the fact that the Soya inside the Bnei Mayan, inside the Kishkis, there's Soya there. But the fact that the Soya is inside the body, and I want to daven, and someone else has the same thing, his body is Mashiach Reach Ra. And I want to daven. But since the Soya is inside his body, that's like in a different room. It's like it's inside. But that's like the Reach Ra that comes out of his body, and like an Eicher. There's always going to be an Eicher, but considering if I took away all the Soya, the Soya is inside his body, the Reach Ra is out of the body, then that's like Eilu Iker. So what's the din of Eilu Iker? Boom, in Eimer, Ashreishu, what's the din of Reach Ra, Eilu Iker? No, what's the din? Omer Lahusa, he said, also come, Chazu, Hadi, speak to the day, Rav, look in the yeshiva with the boy, in the dormitory where the boy sleeps. Some people are sleeping, some people are learning. The Hadi, Gonu, these people are sleeping on the floor, they are sleeping on the mat. Instead of sleeping, Mamish on the floor, they didn't have legs on the floor, they have sleep on the floor, Mamish. There's Karka. He sat mass on the floor. So some people are sleeping in the middle of sleep. So if they make Kriyas, there'll be a Reach Ra will come out. The Hadi guys and these people are learning. And the fact that it's Pes Dalaram is that the Mamish Kol Areach, that's not a problem. So he said this a little bit. However, the Hadi need to be given Torah because you can't be Machlis so much. But the Kriyashma, well, Kriyashma. The Kriyashma is only for 2 minutes. You say Kriyashma, so walk away. Say Kriyashma somewhere else. Don't say Kriyashma here. Obviously, it's looking from the Gemara that this is only a din of the Rabbanu. It would have been a din of the Raisa. It would have been a Chalapish. It would have been a Tehri and Kriyashma. So it's only a Chumar with the Rabbanu. And if you have Reach Ra Shein Week, it's only a Chumar with the Rabbanu. So they're only not from the Gabi Kriyashma. The Gabi Kriyashma, it's too much of a Chumar for this. So they weren't
like... Oh, the Gabi Kriyashma.
Yeah, Rabbi. This is Mocham. This is Mocham in the Kriyashma. Well, before I continue, the Divya Teranami, when is it Mutter? When is the Mutter to recite, to learn the Great
Torah?
When is the Mutter to learn the Great Torah, even though there's a Reach Ra Shein Week? That's only... That was a Chavre, if the Reach Ra came to someone else's house. What he say? But if the Reach Ra comes to him as well, he's not permitted to learn the Great Torah until the Reach Ra knows it. But that's clear from the Gemara, that's only the Rabbah. next year we covered more stuff, huh?
Next
year we're a little less quicker, we covered more stuff. But the Rishonim comments on the Brisa. The Brisa says all Galilei Behema have the status like Tzayah Sodom, but the Bavli says it's not so. The Rishonim says only provided it's from a Chamor. From a Chamor is Mashiach, from a Tzina Kitzayah Sodom. Each animal will be paid. Is it very much Mashiach? Because then it's Dina Kitzayah. If it's not Mashiach, there's not Dina Kitzayah. It depends on each country what they eat and what the conditions are. In the beginning of Parshas Truma, there's a problem how to read the Sukkim. There's a mitzvah, not really Migdosh, there's a mitzvah to build a base on Migdosh, and even the Zman HaZed, we don't have the ability to build a base on Migdosh, I mean, nothing on Migdosh. The later Achreinim had that base on Knesset has the status of a Migdosh Miyad, and many talks more that that's a Dinda. Right, so they quote all the Achreinim quotes now, so basically they quote the Rambam, in the beginning of the Yara Chazoka has a brief Ninyar HaMitzvah. The Kitzur of the Seifan Mitzvah Lohan. In the Seifan Mitzvah, Yadim doesn't have this. But in the Kitzur, Ninyar HaMitzvah, in the first few pages in Yad HaChazok, he has on the Din of Rosas and Tein Lashem HaLokechem. But on Sol, the Noitik 7, the Ram is Be'ach, we cannot let us break anything left in the Beit HaMikdash. But the Ramam writes, in the Kitzur of the Ninyar HaMitzvah, he writes that this law also applies to Noitik, Eben or Kolo from the Beit HaKnesset or the Beit HaMikdash. And it would appear from the Rambam, that's what many Achareim point out, that it's an issue there, I said. That the Rambam understood, that's what the conclusion, that's what the impression. The Gemara says, when you give us that Rambam Rambam, that when the Rambam Yechazko said that the Rambam Shem is going to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, he said in advance of the Korban Bayit Yish, the Rambam Shem is going to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, and they're going to call into Golos, but still, when they'll go into Golos, they'll have a Mikdash Miyad. The Rambam Shem is going to give them a miniature Beit HaMikdash. The Rambam Shem is going to give them a miniature Beit HaMikdash, and the Gemara says, when you give us that but that's what Rashi should be voting. So the Rambam writes from the Gemara, the Rambam writes from the Gemara, that that's only Yochum and the Rabbanu, it's only Asmachle. That's what you can see, but Rashi should be voting, have its status like a Migdash Miyad, it's only Asmachle. And others point out that this Rambam, the Yireim holds that it's their right to the Chayyabim, has a big issue about this. That the Yireim holds that it's their right to the Chayyabim, doesn't quote this Rambam. Another Rachman quotes this Rambam, and the other Rishonim hold like that the Migdash Miyad, what you can see, but Rashi has a status of Migdash Miyad in Asher. So that's why other Rachayim write, the Mishnah Berurah has a little bit like this, and the Tzemach says they kind of like this. Not the Lubavitcher, the Tzemach said it before, earlier. The Tzemach said, a little bit later. The Tzemach said it has a tshuva that's in your base of class, it's also like that. The Yosef Nigdosh is the midst of this mitzvah to build a shul in the neighborhood. Even if the people have, let's say they can now have a big home, have an extra room, they can gather in the room. It's a playroom, the children play there. Whatever they want, they'll come and dance. But not even though it's not really so necessary for the purpose of sitting down, sitting with the people is no problem. Still, since the room is not the yukha to see, so there's a mitzvah in our favorite town, but the Yosef Nigdosh, to have a special room, a partial team on this, the Yosef Nigdosh, to have a special lokom, mukhon to see. So that's a shiva like this. Let's say we move to a new community, we want to build a new shul, there is a man, he's going to pay for the whole shul. A wealthy fellow, of course, he's going to put up $1 million inside the house. More than enough. So, fine. So first I can kill him. I don't have any mitzvah to participate. I'm not going to give any money to the shul. But he's saying, no, but it's not right. Let's say for Kabbalah's people, you don't allow it. It's 1 year, you don't allow 1 year. Now, what child he's going to give all the money? You don't allow it. That's the thing. How shall I have a dali? I'm going to say, Kabbalah's people have to be purchased. But Master Shekham on everybody has to do Bishon. When you build the shul, you build it up to Bishon, you didn't know give Bishon it. Oh, she hears about Adamim. The question is, what if the God doesn't want to give any money at all? So take care of it. Let's say there are walkers. This one is a chaylin, this one has to marry off his tribe, and this one needs a home, whatever. And they're wealthy people, take care. I'm going to give to this. So take care of it. So do you want to do some stalker? There's some... They take care of other stalkers, and I take care of other stalkers. What is all the stalkers are taking care of? I'm going to give to every stalker. You have to see to it that everything is taken care of. So those who have more people giving, so I give less over there, I give nothing. And those where people are not giving, so you have to give more, you have to try to take it. So what's the deal over here by Beit HaMikdash? Everyone believes to give, or is it just believes to see to it that it's taken care of? It's taken care of, so what? There's one rich Jew, he's going to give all the money, everything is taken care of. So that's the Shadah, how do you read it? It's a bill of the name of the Lord, equally true. Tell even the believes to give. Then it's a Shayyid Ben Lipa. If he wants to volunteer to give, he's good. That's what a volunteer gives, isn't it? So exactly, how do you read the system over here?
So they say the name of this Kirov, as all of this Arnold Rocha, that he said that the parents to the Sibu, that sometimes you have a Chayvus Hayach, and sometimes you have a Chayvus Hatsibu, the Marshal. Gimel this is this Hami Kobi Chmissat Allah, it's Lahan of the Handelis. So the Lahan of the Handelis, the Gimel Sanhedrin in Sibu. I'm not know, it's a Chayvus Hayach. It's a Chayvus Hatsibu. The late Kirov is a Chayvus Hayach. It's each Marshal, it's a Sibu Sukhi. It's a Krishna. It's a Chayvus The Jewish community has a mitzvah, Ram Allah Melech, Lach Rizai Shalom Olek, is also only Derech Mokhomet. The Lidlis Lahem, 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 the So the Chorah Hu'ad in Amitai Beit HaKnesis. You mokhir the Tziva, the Kanhiri, you mokhir according to what he starts with, the Tzana Tzedek, with the Mishnibur, with the Tzana Tzedek, and they quote like that. That is not on there, but the Kanhiri, the Batim Drasha, I have a status of Mitzvah Shmiyat, so it means I'm in a Tzana Tzedek, has a status of Mitzvah Shmiyat, so the Chorah to establish what the Kanhiri, the Batim Drasha, in every community. That there's one rich Jew, one to put up them a money, sir. I'm not mokhir the Tzana Tzedek. That's the way Razovala read this person. But if you look, but if you look at the Rizvoa, in the first parak in Kiddushin on Daplam and Vav, the Kiddushin or Rizvoa comments on the Gemara. The Gemara in a lot in the Torah is Kohan and the Sifra and Vayikra, Darshan is a lot of times when it says, B'nai Yisroa, what's an answer to us? The first part in the beginning is Vayikra. It says, B'nai Yisroa, but what's an answer to us? Da B'nai Yisroa, they're Mata Alein, so the Gemara is in the diet that B'nai Yisroa Samchem, B'nai Yisroa Samchem. It's only for Smicha to win it. The women are not mukhiy to lean on the court. What if they want a volunteer? But the woman is not mukhiy to bench after you. The woman is not mukhiy to listen to the tshir for either. But if she wants to volunteer, it's a part. What if the woman wants to volunteer to do a smicha? So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to volunteer. So you have to lean smicha to call koi, and that's nishtamish b'kachim, it's not really b'kachim on the ground. So what if she wants to volunteer just to do an imitation smicha? Just by kufi yidaych, or just to put your hands on? So that's the mukhiyah satanah. Do we allow that or not? Maybe Satan says, maybe after the day kilku. Maybe to allow him to do the imitation smicha, then maybe the men will also just do an imitation, in which case they won't be yet, and maybe the women will be delegated smicha smure, in which case there'll be a violation. So this is a machlekes hatanah. So this is one drasha, that was Bnei Yisrael, not Bnei Yisrael. And the Torah can't have to say it like that. Whenever it says Bnei Yisrael, we're even the Ma'id Nashim or Ma'id Geirim, if you look on the first draft of the other day, and that's all from the others, it is the Kudus HaKetzis and the Shach on the side, has room for discussion. Many times the Shrobo will be the Ma'id Bnei Yisrael and Mutha Geirim. Many times the Ma'id Nashim. So the Yitzvah is bothered with the Kashim. But usually when it says Bnei Yisrael, the Ma'id women, the Dosh Tesach, Dabo Bnei Yisrael, the Yitzvah Shuma, women are exempted. And then it says that the women gay. So the Yitzvah of Anashim, the women will be donated. In fact, Kakash actually donates Tesach Bnei Yisrael, not Bnei Yisrael. So he says, no, what it means is that the men are mukhiyah, the women are patur. I said, want to volunteer, the parents need to go, the parents need to fine. What it means is, you want to volunteer, you say, what's that, you're over there. That the whole thing is only a chayitah, that people know you often have the chayitah. So what do you mean? So obviously the Rizvah doesn't hold like that over. It may be a little hesitant, but clearly the Rizvah doesn't agree with this Rizvah. He's got 10 more variants. So the Rizvah has to say it, that it's a chayitah sayachit. When you have the mitzvah, you have to be mitzvah. It's not the Rosh HaVayadah HaVayadah, but it's the Din HaChayim HaSayachah, that every individual man is obligated to participate. Even if you have a multi-millionaire who wants to put up all the money for the shul, that's not the... Everyone should give a dollar, and with $1,000, that's not enough to help you. The other is $99,000, or the other $399,000, whatever you need to build the shul. But everyone should participate a little bit. So then he says, the women are not included, but if they want to be an adder, they have to pay for it. So this is not the only thing. How to read the Pasuk over here, but they say, Tomei Achayvus HaTzibur, and the Yechidah in Kadosh HaShayz Venom wants to volunteer his part. What do you say? No. That is absolutely Achayvus HaYochid. Kol Yochid is for the men. It's Achayvus Kol Yochid HaYochid. Then you have the problem. If you read like the Mitzvah, that is Achayvus HaYochid. So how do you read the Sura? Is Yud Venom Libon?
Yeah.
What do you mean Yud Venom Libon? What do you mean the Nidolah for? What if he doesn't want to give? What if they're coughing up though? But let's say the dinner that he gets, sometimes he gets, sometimes someone says the native will need to bring a carpet. Or sometimes the native will need to bring give a jet. He just means his wife. He's a miserable husband. Sometimes the native says that he's forcing him to give a jet. I say that.
You have to give the Kabbalah to the son, and again, that's to give the Kabbalah to the son. That's not true. And this is the same thing there, and that's not enough, that's the other way. That's what some read over here. If you hold like you read Torah, that it's absolutely a chayvus hayachad on the men. The women is the Pharisee, it's not good. But for the men, you know, chayvus hayachad, each and every man is obligated to participate. So what it means, that'll be for you, but you have to give it me dice. So if he doesn't want to give, we don't just come and we grab, we take away his wallet, we take away the money, we say, okay, goodbye, we check him off. No. You have to hold the gun to his head and you say, you better donate the money. So if he doesn't want to, then we have to beat him up here because I want to give.
He likes the
check. So that's according to the report. So you have to have a little cover and recover and move it. You have to be...
Okay. Yes, that means...